Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory, glory, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in on today's Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is coming forth and going down here on today. What a glorious day that God has made. I hope everyone woke up this morning and rejoicing and was glad to be in this day, glory to God. Because, you know, some didn't make it to this day. But, you know, hallelujah, if he allowed you to make it to this day, he should still be getting the glory. And if he did, to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's where we want to stay. You want to stay connected to the vine, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can connect to everything except Jesus Christ. But that's where you want to stay in that place. Ah, my God, my God. And let him know that you appreciate everything that he did as Jesus died on the cross for you and I. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. What a wonderful day it is to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead, amen, on with our message on today. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the announcement. Make sure you keep these announcements in mind because God is so good and he is just so worthy. Hallelujah. You know, I know sometimes things may not look like God is moving, but, you know, God gets the glory out of everything that happens, everything. You still got to find the good, hallelujah, and the bad and the ugly because all of them are coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's all up to us as to where, hallelujah, and how, hallelujah, we take it, glory to God. So we want to make sure that we stay in the presence of the Lord because that's where we find our joy. That's where we find our peace. That's where we find our comfort, glory to God. Let's go ahead on, amen, with the announcements on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First of all, we're going to start off with one word from the Lord on Tuesday, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you missed it, you missed the treat. But all the shows are pre-recorded, so I encourage you to go back and listen. I like my fresh, hot, off the press. Just stop what you're doing and get what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They come on every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with them on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And they can tell you and talk to you and pray with you. Make sure you leave information, contact information on how they can get in touch with you. And they will, glory to God, because it's ministry with you in mind. Just because it's ministry without walls, that don't mean you still can't contact you, glory to God. So I encourage you to go online and contact them. Let them know what the need may be. They can give you information on how you can become a part if you want, if God is leading you this way. So just contact them on Facebook. Hallelujah. And then we move on down on Wednesday. We have Faith Come By hearing none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. I encourage you to listen in, the praying woman of God, the singing woman of God, the woman of God who can tear down the house, good God Almighty. Because, amen, her prayers, by the time she gets through with you on that line, you ought to be feeling pretty good. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and hear her every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down on Sunday, we are called the Hour Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour Power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in. Hallelujah. Make sure you listen. Come in and listen and hear what the Lord is saying. Because if he ain't saying it, then I'm not going to say it. Oh, my God, my God. We don't prophesy. We prophesy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Join us for the woman of God who tells it just like it is. So you want to make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying to her. And let me encourage you, you know, when you come on, listen, it's good to take notes. You know, sometimes you want to go back, amen, and get a refresher course. So guess what? Those notes that you got, it'll give you that. You can go back and look at it. You know what? Somebody just said that. Or it can give you confirmation on something somebody else told you prior to. You know? So that's what I want to encourage you to do, to go on and listen to her. And she's also an author. Ah, my God, my God. Huh? What a wonderful day in his neighborhood. Glory to God. You can go on Amazon and purchase Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 3 is getting ready to roll out. So that way you'll always have one. You'll already have 1 and 2, and then you can go ahead and get 3. So I encourage you to come on and get it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to come on and give. Hallelujah. If you partner with us, you will receive many, many perks from Monday all the way down through Sunday. And it starts back over again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're only asking for $25 or more. God is blessing. And I say to you on today, don't miss your blessing. You know, so many times people, you know, well, they're holding it in tight. You won't let nothing out, and nothing can come in. That's just the way it is. You know, the law of reciprocity, they always talk about it. You know, what goes up must come down. You throw the ball up, what the ball will do? It's going to come back down, right? Amen. Blessings go up. When you pray, you send them up. Hallelujah. What's going to happen? He's going to say, he'll say, okay, Jesus said, Lord, did you hear? You know, and they were giving, and they didn't stop, and they continued on. And even though they went through hard times, and they didn't have much, but they gave what they could, like the little widow woman. They gave her last 2 mites. Did you see them when they did all this? So, Lord, can I bless them? Glory to, oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy over here. My God. And then guess what? Hallelujah. Yeah, go ahead. Give it to them. Flow. Let it flow. Hallelujah. And then it begins to flow out to you. Hallelujah. Because I know sometimes they are, you know, some always say, well, you know what? God's going to bless me. God's going to bless me. And yes, he is. Hallelujah. He said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. But don't you want to be one of those just that can do some just good in the kingdom of God? That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. So I encourage you to give to the ministry. Hallelujah. My God. Because he wants us to give. Hallelujah. Yes, you take care of those, amen, that you're under. Yes, you do. But you can also give to other ministries, you know. Hallelujah. When you get your word from a ministry and it comes to pass, you get it. Don't forget to go back and make sure you give to that ministry. Hallelujah. You get your word over here, then that's where you got to give it back to. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. I only want you to tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. You do not have to give me your name. I know some say, well, they don't know my voice. If I need prayer, then I'm going to get what I need, whether they know it or not. You know, people will always be people. So you got to remember, as long as you're here on this earth, people will always be people. So it's okay. But don't let them stop you from getting your blessing, because he will want to bless you real good. So I encourage you, if you need prayer, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, then I'm going to move on down the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But before I move on, I want to go ahead and give this word. Right before I got on, he was saying, Abigail, you've been sick, and they can't find it. You have a tumor, a small tumor, he said, inside your tooth. He said, that's why. It's hiding. And that's what it is. That's what's been making you sick. They can't find it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they can't scope it out. And that's what he said. But you know what? We're going to pray for you right now. in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this sickness has got to go. Hallelujah. They can't find it, but guess what? God will point. God can always point things out. Because you know, he knows he made the body. This body was made by him. So guess what? He knows every part of it. He knows what grows in it. He knows everything around, up, down, in, out, and everywhere it goes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray for you right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that what man cannot do, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are able to do all things, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now, Lord God, that tumor shall dry up. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you won't be snout another day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, all the hurt, all the pain that's going on the inside, Lord God, is drying up right now. And she's healthy, healed, and she's whole in your son Jesus' name, because by your stripes, she's healed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If no one else desires prayer, we're going to go ahead and we're going to just go ahead and pray and open up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and do our service on today. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 4, and the title of my message is Speak the Word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Well, no one is pressed for one, so let's go on. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day, oh God. Father God, we curse anything that tries to come against the message. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you that it shall go out in the hedges and the highways, Lord God, and compel those, Lord God, who are lost. Compel those, Lord God, who don't know which way to go, Lord, to come to Christ in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, forever yet healing all across the nation. Those that need healing in their mind, Lord. Those that need healing, God, and don't even think they need healing, God. Those that contemplating on taking their life. We come against that suicidal spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, let them think sober. Let them think right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them not think it strange, Lord God, of the fiery dust that's coming. But we know, Lord God, that you can detour those fiery dust. Oh, my God, you can send them the other way back into the sea. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and everything that's coming against their mind, Lord God, every mind, body, and spirit, Lord God, every spirit of infirmity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against it right now, Lord God. We pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you're the one that heals. You're the one that sets free. You're the one that gives them the long life in the name of Jesus. You said, come to you, all those that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. So I encourage you all today to seek the Lord, our God, and his peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Read the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. It'll bring you life. In the name of Jesus, in every dark situation. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for the word of God. Let them hold, Lord God, to what is good, Lord God, and let them let go to what is evil, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Let them not follow the path. Oh, my God, just because they sin. My mother did it. My father did it. So let them follow the righteous path. Oh, my God, for your name's sake, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, that they follow the righteous, the right lifestyle of living, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all those mind-binding spirits that are trying to bind them up and make them do those sinful things, Lord God. Make them sin against you, Lord, and we cast it into the sea. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve a right now and awesome God. Glory to God. He said he's passing out blessings. Glory to God. But in order for you to get these blessings, amen, glory to God, you're going to have to sow. Hallelujah. I'm just saying it like he said it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says he's passing them out. Glory to God. But you can't buy the blessing. You know you can't buy it. Hallelujah. But that goes to show how you trust him. When you give, hallelujah, he said it shall be given, right? Hallelujah. That's the word. You know, sometimes people just forget all about the words, and they go off what they're thinking in their mind. You know, they go off of their fleshly desires, and they'll go off of that familiar spirit, hallelujah, and many things and other things, and listening at people talk, you know, and, well, you know, that's true. But then what the word says about it? Did the word say that, or did it give you something, amen, in scripture that said that's what the word says? Glory to God. Now, you better learn to walk by this word. I mean the word of God, not man's word. But when you hear, you know, the word of God and you meditate on it and you go and you look at it, you say, okay, Lord, you said that. And I remember you said that. You know, there are some that are giving you the word of God. Glory to God. You may not think so, but there are. Hallelujah. God has righteous people out. I know there are all other people, yes, there are. You know, there are wolves in sheep's clothing, glory to God. But if you ask God to help you, Lord, and discern that spirit and not to run into all that, then guess what? He will, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But take time out. I say that, take time out. Take, hallelujah. I'm going to say it and say it again. Take time out to read. Take time out, meditate. Take time out to pray. Take time out to seek the Lord thy God and see what he's saying in these last days. And he said he's passing them out. And you're going to have to do, you're going to have to give your hallelujah. That's just it, hallelujah. You can keep on getting the 10. You can keep on getting the $20. You can keep on getting your life saved. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. But what about, amen, the overflow? So that way you've got some for yourself, and then you've got some that you can go and help someone else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are to be helpers one to another. Glory to God. If you ain't got no more than just enough to help you, then you ain't got enough. Hallelujah. Or do you want me to say, well, you really don't have enough? Oh, yes, I know how to talk, man. Glory to God. I might live down here in good old Alabama. But I can put it on. You can ask someone. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to give. Hallelujah. We're going to go on. Amen. And get into our message. Hallelujah. My God. My God. We serve a good God. We serve right now, God. And we serve an on-time God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm not telling you to give your light bill. I'm not telling you to give your money. You have to go get your medication with. I'm not telling you to give none of that. Glory to God. I'm not saying that, hallelujah, glory to God. You know what you can afford to give, hallelujah, and sometimes you have to give out of a need, glory to God, hallelujah. And, you know, as my pastor said, if it ain't got enough to meet the need, it's your seed, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah, your Holy Ghost power, my God, my God. So we're in a season where we got to continue to give. And I'm just saying, I say it because I know how it is, amen. Because I've been there and done that, and then still you can go there and still you can do that, hallelujah. Because I was telling them, I said, well, you know what? I was talking to someone on yesterday, and I said, you know what? This is what I did. I gave above what I wanted to receive, hallelujah. I did, and guess what? I'm receiving that now, and it worked. So I'm telling you, I gave above what I wanted to, hallelujah, to receive back. So then, therefore, when you get in that place, then you continue to climb higher and higher. When you don't mind when you don't mind giving, God don't mind giving. Glory to God. He'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Not to say per se that you ain't gonna go through nothing. Cause yes, you will. Hallelujah. Yes, you will. But guess what? He'll make a way out of no way. I was talking to someone else. I'm gonna get out of this. Hold on. Glory to God. And I was talking to someone else, and they was telling me, you know, before they even, hallelujah, I said, you know, the Lord telling you to sow, you need to sow. Before they could even give their seed, hallelujah, guess what he did? He went on and blessed them anyway. So guess what? because he knew that they were going to give. They sowed, hallelujah, before the seed hit the ground. They received the harvest on it. And they was telling me, well, you know what, God did this and this and this. And we didn't know how this was going to work out, and we just didn't know what to do. God did this and this and this. I said, look at God. He told you to sow, you believe, and guess what? You got a return on the seed before it even hit the ground because they hadn't even sowed it yet. Glory to God. So that's what I'm saying. So just remember, hallelujah, do your best. Give your best seed. Sometimes you may have not have to go and, you know, you want to go buy this dress, but you know what? No, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to get this dress this time. I'm going to give you this seed right here. So whenever I get ready to go, I may not buy one. I can buy two. I can buy three. And I can help somebody else maybe to buy them one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Glory to God. I'm going to get on in my message now. Chapter 4. Speak the word of God. And like I said, sometimes you can speak everything else, but you can't even speak the word. You know, like if the devil come at you, you said, I'll tell you what, the devil don't get on out my way. The Bible said, if I resist you, then you shall flee. So I'm resisting you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Guess what? He got to take up them little dirty toes and he got to flee. Hallelujah. He can't stay and tread on your ground when you tell him to get out in the name of Jesus. Because you said, I have the authority to put you out. Then he got to go. But you got to read your word and you got to know what's in you. Hallelujah. And I say to you, stop listening at those who are not anchored in the Lord. Just stop it. Just stop it. Hallelujah. You got to, those people that hang around you, you need to get those that are anchored in the Lord, that know the Lord, living right, talking right, walking right, those people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, and guess what? They showed them. So I say to you, make sure, because you want to strengthen yourself. You want to strengthen your walk in Christ. That's what you want to do. Amen. Let's go ahead now. I'm ready. Glory to God. I know y'all ready. Matthew chapter 4, speak the word of God. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, you know, he was led up by the Spirit of the living God. Guess what? Because he knew it was coming. So he was going up, amen, to get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. See, you got to be ready when the enemy comes and strikes. You can't be fishing to get ready. You got to be ready. Hallelujah. And you see right here, he was led up in the wilderness. So, you know, everybody's going to have their wilderness experience. Glory to God. But are you ready when it comes? Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. Now, don't you know he was fasting? He had prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. He was ready. He was ready for him because he knew he was coming. You know, you can be ready and not really ready. It's okay, I'm ready, devil. Come on. No. If you ain't worried up, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, and if you ain't fasted up, if you ain't anchored, you get ready, hallelujah, glory to God, because you're going to break. In other words, what I mean by breaking, you ain't going to have no power. You ain't going to have nothing to stand on, you know. Then what you got to do, oh, Lord, let me call the Ghostbusters. Okay, hello, let me call the pastor. Let me call the prophet. Let me call the saint. Y'all get ready. I need y'all to pray. Glory to God, hallelujah. And it's all right, hallelujah, sometimes to call them and let them pray, but that may be a time when you may not have time to make that call. You're going to need to do it right and do it right then. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. See, that was the devil. He was coming. And understand, he comes. He'll tell you to do some stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he will tell you to go, okay, it's okay. You can go on over there and, you know, ain't nobody going to see you. You know, you can go on over there. Just tell Johnny to leave the key under the mat. You just go on in, girl. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Ain't nobody going to see you. You know, he sees you. He sees everything you do and every step that you make. So just listen at what I'm saying on today, hallelujah. And I say this to say, make sure you don't put your mouth on God's people. Because, you know, I was just talking yesterday and thanking yesterday, you know, he ain't playing, glory to God. When you hear that word, don't put your mouth on God, people, then don't you put your mouth on God. If there's someone that you don't want to listen to it, just don't listen. You know, just turn the TV off and turn it somewhere else. And if you don't want to hear other people's talk, say, look, I'm not going to smash him, but guess what? God's going to come at me because I'm a part, because I'm listening. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people don't think that whenever they're talking to you that you're listening and you know really what's going on, but yes, you do. He'll discern it right there in front of you, and it won't take but a second. When you're anchored in the Lord, he'll give it to you. And the reason he does that sometimes is because it's not for you to be upset with them. Hallelujah. Not to cause any confusion, because our God is not the author of confusion. But he want to keep your spirit right towards them and let you know you need to pray for them. Because they're listening at some people that they shouldn't be listening at. So that's what it's for, not to cause any confusion. It's not. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. But this is what he said. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So when you know God's word, then guess what? You can put God's word on that situation, and it got to move. Hallelujah. If it ain't moved, then keep praying. But so many times now, you pray one time and said, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't praying about that no more. But whenever it comes and you put the word on it, Lord, I ain't got no peace. Help me, Lord. I need some peace. He said, I'll give you peace that will surpass all understanding. Didn't he? Hallelujah. I said, Lord, you said you'd give me peace. Things have got to change. I don't have any peace. I need some peace in this situation. I don't need to keep going over and over and over in my mind, Lord God. Free me. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So put the word on it. See, he gave him back the word. He said, okay, I ain't scared of you. Because he had already been up there. The Spirit led him up to get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, God will lead you up to get ready, get ready, get ready. Sometimes you might don't listen, but he will tell you, get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. You see, he was trying to get him to go up and do some stuff, but he was already ready, glory to God. So you want to be already ready. You don't want to be fishing to get ready in the middle of this storm, and here we go, okay? You're just like, okay, you know the storm coming. Well, I'm going to wait till it get here. Then I'm going to get my flashlight. Hallelujah. I'm going to get my clothes. I got packed. I'm going to get everything ready right then. You may not have time to get it ready. That's why you got to already be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's this song they used to sang back in the day that said, be ready when it comes. Don't let it catch you with your work undone. Be ready. Glory to God. Let's see what Jesus said to him. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, you don't tempt God. You know how some people, well, you know what, this car coming, but I know it's not coming that fast. So guess what? I think I can make it. Yeah, he's coming. He right up at me. Then I think I can make it. Yeah, I'm going to go across this road. Hallelujah. This is bus coming. I think I can make it. Go out there if you want to. They're going to flatten you. Hallelujah. You're going to be as flat as a pancake. I'm just going to tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be careful. You got to already be ready. You know, we live in a time and a season where we got to be ready. Hallelujah. When he tell you to get ready, and he always say, get ready. He said, get ready because things are changing. So what you need to do is say, okay, Lord, now how you want me to get ready? He'll tell you, I want you to continue in my word. I want you to spend more time in my word. I want you to pray more. I want you to fast more. Whatever he's telling you to do to get you ready for what is to come. That's the thing. And he said, don't tempt him. Don't tempt him. Do not tempt the Lord thy God. Well, you know what? I'm going to do this right here, Lord. I'm just going to go on over here, and I'm going to drink this poison. No, that is not so. If you know that stuff is poison, then don't you drink it and don't you eat it. He said, if you drink any day of poison. He didn't say, drink it and I'll take care of you. He said, if you drink it and not knowing that it's poison, glory to God, he's going to take care of you. I know I was eating a sandwich one day last week, and I'm like, hold up, wait a minute, it just don't taste right. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, it didn't taste right, or it didn't taste good, it tastes funny, but I ate it because I spent my money. Well, what do you want, food poisoning? Glory to God. I said, oh, no, not me. I don't do that. Hallelujah. When I tasted and it didn't taste right, I said, I don't know. Something on here ain't right. I didn't know if it was spoiled or what. I did not eat it. I said, oh, no, Hallelujah. So you just think you can put yourself in the hospital. So you're testing the Lord thy God, saying, okay, God, going to take care of it. Yes, when you pray over it, he said, yes, no deadly thing shall hurt you. Yes, you prayed over the food and all is fine, all is well. But if it tastes funny to you still, then I just tell you, just don't eat it. Glory to God. And I threw it right on out. I didn't care about that money because I didn't want it to do nothing else, nothing to my stomach. Glory to God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He just kept coming, but he was already ready. He was already ready with the word of God. You can get crocked, hallelujah, with the word of God. And you said, listen, you devil, I am not going to worship. He said, worship no one, hallelujah, but God, hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I'm not going to worship you. So you ain't going to keep tricking me, hallelujah. He said, do not trust it. Don't test God and see if it's true. Don't do none of that. And I'm not going to worship nobody but God. He said, give honor where honor's due, but give glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, if you know somebody did it, oh, you did it. That was awesome. God really worked through you. That was an awesome message. Don't get your head full so big that then you're thinking, oh, you, it was all you. You did it all. Nobody, God didn't do nothing. Hallelujah. No, that is not the way to do it. God gets the glory out of everything. And he said, worship, know me. Hallelujah. Don't worship anybody but God. Hallelujah. But you know, some do. They do that. They do. And then before you know it, my God, other things happen. But yes, I'm just going to say it like this. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. We're going to let that go. Hallelujah. But just don't do it. Don't worship no man. Hallelujah. But worship God. But give honor where honor is due. You know what? That was an awesome message. God really used you on that message. I got a lot out of that message. I thank you for that. Glory to God. And that's what you do. And you let it go. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let's move on. Verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Glory to God. So you can't serve two. You can't serve two. You got to serve what? One. You're going to serve God, and you're going to hate the devil. You know, so many times you get so bogged down in serving man and forgetting about serving God. Even on your job, you're to do what they ask you to do because you're up to obey the law of the land. Whatever's going on, you know, you're to obey it. Like I told, I said, I'll obey you if it ain't no sin in it. But if it's some sin, then you're shout. Hallelujah. And that's why I say, don't look at me crazy. I'm just telling you, hallelujah. I will obey and do what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to work and whatever time I'm supposed to be there. I'll be there, glory to God, and I'm going to give it my all while I'm there, hallelujah. But understand, if it's sin, I'm not doing it, hallelujah. So there was a situation that they tried to get my input on, and hallelujah, and I'm like, no, I don't know what you're calling me for, because I'm going to tell the truth. It ain't even happening like that, uh-uh. It ain't even going down like that. So just be careful what people try to get you involved in, hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't worship nobody but God. Hallelujah. And him only shall you serve. I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart. And that's what you do. Don't give your heart to man. Serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And you're serving the Lord that's in them. Hallelujah. Not the person. You're serving the Lord that's in them. Whatever word they're giving, you're serving the word that God has given them. Not them. Now listen, I know a lot of people, some be saying, you know, they ride big Cadillacs and I don't care nothing about that. I really don't, none of that, none of that. None of that is not important to me. I don't know about you, but you are to take care of your man and woman of God. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You're to take care of them. Yes, you are. Because you don't know what time they spend praying for you. You don't know what time they spend seeking God and asking God what's going on with you and how do they need to lead you and guide you into the next phase of whatever it is that God wants you to do. And you just don't know. You don't know the time they take out to give you a call, amen, and said, okay, you know, this is what the Lord's saying. Yes, you have to take care of them. So that's why it's so important. You pay your tithes and your offering. Don't let the enemy beat you up about paying your tithes. And let me tell you, he will. Yes, he will. Well, you know what? You can save that money, but guess what? You're going to be like a bucket with a hole in it because something's going to come up always to take it. You know, just remember, don't let him do that to you. You take care of your man and woman of God. Always take care of him. Don't worry about what's going on and what they're doing with this and what they, don't worry about none of that. Don't let that be your concern. What your concern should be is, God, am I doing the right thing? What am I doing? Or can I raise it up? Or what am I doing? Do I need to stop buying here? And do I need to give more? Glory to God. Because, you know, when you're giving to them, you're giving unto God. And that's what you got to look at. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. That's what you got to look at. Don't miss your focus. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you can focus on the wrong thing, and the wrong thing will come. Hallelujah. So don't focus on the wrong thing. Let's move on. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Don't you know, hallelujah, glory to God, that, look, after he had done defeat the devil with the word of God. So that's how you can defeat. You can defeat, hallelujah, the devil with the word of God. You can. And some don't think it's effective. Yes, it is. But you got to know that you know that you know. And you got to be able to stand on that word. Don't back down, hallelujah. I was in a place, and I always give my testimony, hallelujah, because I know I can tell you. If it ain't nothing, ain't been through, then I'm not going to tell you. But things that I go through, I can tell you. And somebody said, okay, you know, you don't want to touch this over here because you be careful about them because they got a different spirit. I said, let me tell you something about that. I said, I'm the demon buster. I said, okay. I said, so they ain't going to come and say nothing to me for real, for real. I said, now, they come and they be cordial, I'm going to see how you doing, you know, whatever, but in all of that spirit trying to leash to me, oh, no, I'm going to cast it out for it even, oh, Miss Miles. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, you see how we learned over here? So that's why I encourage you all, if you want to join, you need to contact Apostle Yvonne Rouse, whether it be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. See, they can help you. But you can't be no scared Christian. You can't be no scared minister. You can't be no scared prophet. You got to know. You can't be no scared deacon. You can't be no scared deaconess. You can't be scared none of that. No elder. You got to be able to stand and stand there for on the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a little bit further. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast in prison, he departed unto Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. See, he was getting ready to start his ministry here. But first, he had to go up on high, and, you know, in the spirit of the Lord, led him up because he wanted to, you know, he'd get you ready. That's what he'd do. He said, okay, now it's time for you to get ready. Hallelujah. So, you know, he's getting ready to go, and he's getting ready to get his disciples and disciple them and get ready to send them out. Hallelujah. You don't just disciple. You don't just disciple in your church and don't send them nowhere. You just let them sit there and they just soaking up like a sponge. And they getting all and got all this, hallelujah. No, you get ready and said, okay, Lord, now what are you calling them to do if they can't hear? Then you go ahead and send them out. That's why, hallelujah, I say my leaders flew, hallelujah. I think it's like 3,000 miles, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. All the way to Auburn, Alabama, glory to God, hallelujah. Did a miracle service on that Friday, and God did some awesome miracles. And then on that Saturday, ordained, hallelujah, ministers and, oh, my God, deaconess and prophets and such as, hallelujah, my God, out of all that and all they did to get him, hallelujah. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's dedication. That's dedication in doing God's work. Because I can imagine, you know, you got to hop off a plane. You got to come on. You got to get in that place and get ready to do this. You got to get ready for the miracle service. You got to get ready, hallelujah, the next day to ordain, hallelujah. My God, can you imagine all that? That's what you're supposed to do, hallelujah. But before that, they got ready to do all this. Hallelujah. And you see what I'm saying? You got to get ready, get ready, get ready, and give that word back. Don't let the enemy bound you down. Don't let the enemy tell you what to do. You tell the enemy what to do. Stop fighting against those that are already in the church. Hallelujah. You're always fighting against those that's already in the church. Stop it. You need to go outside and reach the lost. Ask God to fix your attitude. Ask God to help you to go out and win the loss and stop being scared. All you want to do is ride up and down the road and just say, okay, Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, Jesus, help me, Lord. You ain't studied his word. His help was a pup. He a grown dog. God Almighty, he can stand up on two back legs. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to get real because you're going to need it. Hallelujah. You're going to need this word. You're going to need this word in you in order to tell others. I minister, hallelujah, so glory to God so much sometimes. I be so tired, I just come on, go ahead and child, go to bed. That's all, just rest. And guess what? I'll be ready to start it all back over again because it's for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It said kingdom stuff is violence, but the violence, take it by force. You got to go out there and be willing. That's the thing. Be willing. You got to stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the word of God to know what you're doing. Because he will prepare you for such a time. He will prepare you with his word. He will prepare you, hallelujah, and show you who he wants you to give a word to. It just may be, okay, well, you know, God loves you. You don't know what they'll be going through. I tell these testimonies because I know I went in the store, amen, with, hallelujah, with one elder. Glory to God. I'm going to tell it like it is. I went in the store, hallelujah, and we were in there in the line with long all out the door. Oh, good God Almighty. So I saw when she closed her eyes. I said, I said, okay, we know what's going to happen here. She closed her eyes and she went to sleep. That's what she did, hallelujah, glory to God. It was 2 seconds later, this young man came, hallelujah. And he told her, this lady was trying to get in front of us, of course, but he told her, uh-uh, ma'am, not you. He said, I want these two to come and go down, amen, this road right here. I said, you talking to us? He said, yes, ma'am, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all go down through here. And she would check y'all out. I mean, the line was long as all I know. Hallelujah, glory to God. It was almost way back down the aisles. It was long, but you, amen, I stood there. But once she closed her eyes and she released that prayer, it wasn't long, hallelujah. He came and he opened up that line, hallelujah, for us to go down through. Now you tell me, hey, she was already ready, glory to God. Now those are the kind of people I like hang out with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was it. And he opened it up and he went on down and went on out the door. I said, thank you, Jesus. I knew what was going on. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what you do. You got to be already ready. Because when she come on her last, she already ready, fired up and ready to go. The fire of the Holy Ghost, glory to God, it be unleashed. My God. So make sure you get ready. And get ready, get ready, get ready before time. Don't just get ready right at time. But you may not have time to get ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line, amen, for prayer. For some reason, amen, I'm going to open it up again. If you desire prayer, amen, on this line, and then I'm going to go on. Hallelujah. I got to stop right there for a second. If you desire prayer, you need to press that one. Hallelujah. My God. Don't wait. Hallelujah. Why are you waiting? Don't worry about what people may say. Just understand that you got your prayer through. Glory to God. Now, if you don't, I'm going to move on and go on. I won't come back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go on then. Hallelujah. They didn't do it, so amen. Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esau and the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadows of death, light is sprung up. You see, Jesus is the light. If Jesus is in you, he was starting his ministry. So guess what? He had been up there praying all that time, glory to God. And then guess what? He went over to this other place, and he was the light. When you walk into a place and you say you got the word of God in you, and you've been praying, and you've been fasting, and you worded up, you're tied up, you're wrapped up and tangled up, glory to God. Well, your light ought to change the place. It shouldn't be the same. Hallelujah. You don't go in to have a takeover spirit. You just go in, hallelujah. Don't worry about the rest. Let him do the rest. That's what you do. You just make sure that your light is right. Make sure your lights ain't dim, glory to God. Make sure your batteries are fully charged. Don't go in there with the cheap batteries, I tell you. So I can go to get to buy the cheap batteries. Don't buy the cheap batteries, glory to God. You do a half a word, but that's it. You know, I studied about 10 minutes, and that's it. That's a half a word, glory to God. No, you go in there with the power that's in you, with the light to shine so it can brighten up that place. Hallelujah. My God, that's what you do. Because it just came down from on high for 40 days and 40 nights. Come on now, glory to God. And that's what we should be doing. Our light should shine in a dark place, and it should light it up. I don't care what nobody say. If your light is in you, then it's going to shine. If you are living right and are a righteous person, and you know that you know that you know that you know, hallelujah, your light is going to shine. But time you get to talking about the devil, the demon, and the goblin, you're going to put your light out. Glory to God. Just make sure when you walk into a place, you're walking in to make a change. You're walking in to be the change. You're walking in, glory to God, expecting God to light it up, hallelujah, just like a Christmas tree. Come on now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't start talking about everything and whatever's going on, you know. Come on. You're there to make a change. You're there to make a difference. You see, when he walked in, glory to God, said it lit up. Huh? Oh, my God. How many of you on this line today want your light to shine and light up a place in a dark situation? Glory to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Wherever you go and whatever you do, it should light up the world. Glory to God. My God, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for showing us in your word how we are to light up the world, oh God, and how we to stay in your presence, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against, Lord God, anything that tries to put our light out, any demonic forces that try to make us think, Lord God, that you did not call for such a time as this, for our light to shine, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that need a healing all across the nation, that you heal them right now, oh God. Heal the ear problems that they're having, oh God. Heal the feet problems that they're having, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, oh my God, the inflammation under the bottom of their feet. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that you can reduce any swelling, because you said by your stripes, they are healed in the name of Jesus, in every vein in their legs, in their knees, Lord God, the knee pain, Lord God, the joint pain. Now, we decree and we declare it healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We said, Satan, take your hands off God's people, in the mighty name of Jesus, because he said, these are my righteous. He said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but I shall deliver them out of them all. So he's going to deliver them in the name of Jesus. So we decree and we declare on this day that they're delivered. They are set free. They are whole in Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my Lord, we ask you to take your hands off their children, off their children, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Oh, glory to God. Let them think right, Lord God. Let them act right, Lord God. Let them see the goodness of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. And every time you need him, you can call him from Ohio. Every time you need him, you can call him in the midnight hour. Every time you need him, you can call him anywhere you go. Every time you need him, all you got to do is say, Jesus, glory to God. And he hears your cry, and he will answer by and by in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't get discouraged. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be saved. Saved, prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the word of God. Oh, my Lord. What a good God we serve. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. When we release the awesome all the time, we say he's an awesome God. But sometimes you just say what sounds good. But has he been awesome in your life? Did he bring you out? Did he take you over? Did he take you beyond where you thought you'd never go? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Has he done it for you? When you say stuff, make sure you know you got something to back it up. Make sure you got testimony to let your light shine so other people can see what a good God you serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we cancel negativity, Lord, on this line in the name of Jesus. No more negative spirit, Lord God. No more in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord God, to keep a positive attitude, Lord, because we know, Lord God, positivity will take you a long way. Where negativity, Lord God, will bring you down in the name of Jesus. But Father, we cancel the assignment of every negative spirit on this line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter what it looked like. Hallelujah. No matter what they say it be like. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. Because all of our help, it comes from you, Lord. So Father, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the glory, oh God. We praise your holy name, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just make sure, hallelujah, that you're wrapped up, tied up, tangled up. That don't mean that you're not going to go through nothing. Everybody every now and then have some wilderness experience. But you got to keep on keeping on. Don't let that amen, be your last. Hallelujah. Don't continue to talk negative. You got to say something positive. Read the word of God and get his positivity out of the word of God. He said every good gift and every perfect gift is from him. Him who? The Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he'll supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he'll give me peace that will surpass all understanding in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He said, once I drink, of the living water, the word of God, I won't thirst. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go ahead now. Amen. And I want to go ahead and give the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I am a sinner. I want you to repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Make me, God. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed, oh Lord. Father God, forgive me, Lord. I give my life to you on this day, Lord. I repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody partake of that increase. Oh, my God, my God. He wants you, amen, glory to God, to continue on. Once you give him your life, then, amen, you got to know the what next. So inbox me on Facebook, hallelujah, and I will help you along the way and tell you what the what next. I won't leave you stranded, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, my God. I just want to reiterate a little bit. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine Jackson will be coming up next. She's the next hour of power coming up at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Don't forget Tuesday night with Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Oh, my God. Firecracker. Glory to God. You don't want to miss these fireworks. So make sure you come on Tuesday night and hear them. And Wednesday, if they come by here and Elder Bertha asks you, 6:30 Central Standard Time, you don't want to miss it. Awesome praying woman of God, amen. We know she gets a prayer through, not can get one through. She gets a prayer through. Hallelujah. So you want to make sure you come on and join us on Wednesday. And don't forget to meet us back here on Sunday for the Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams First, Minister Elaine Jackson, amen. She'll be the next one after Prophetess Martha Williams. So don't forget, because we serve God, hallelujah. We serve God right now. Serve him forever. Keep him before you, not behind you. Wake up in the morning giving him thanks. Wake up in the morning with a grateful heart. Wake up in the morning thanking him for each day. Wake up in the morning praising him all the way. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. And now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get off the show, but I want you to continue, amen, in this word and just know and speak the word over whatever situation you're in. Speak the word and watch what it does. Now, Jesus spoke the word, and look, it made old Satan get back and behave. You understand? That's what you got to do. Speak the word. Speak the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget to listen to Minister Elaine Jackson coming up in 30 minutes. Amen.